How do you feel, Emma?
I feel very tired, but very, very happy. I'm so pleased to have won this race. It's the biggest win of my career so far, and it's just been amazing.
Did you believe that you will pass Isabelle Ferrer?
I knew that I was closing, but I was closing on her very slowly, so I didn't know if I would be able to do it. And so I pushed very hard after the first lap, and I managed to catch her with about 12k to go, and I just kept running and didn't look back.
And what was the most tough?
The swim for me was very tough because I went the wrong direction because I could not see because it was dark and misty, and so I had to stop and ask where to go. So it was that was quite difficult. And the run is usually my best, so that's the bit I enjoyed the most.
It's your first Ambronan?
This is my second time here. I was third last year, so I came back to get the win this year.
À toi.
Alors, comment avez-vous réussi à rattraper Isabelle Ferrer qui était devant vous à la fin du premier tour?
How did you pass Isabelle Ferrer?
How did I pass her? I passed her quite slowly to see if she would come with me if I ran slowly, and she did. So I had to push on to get away from her, and when I got a gap I just kept running as hard as I could until the end.
Running is your strength?
Yeah, running is always my strength, and I knew that with the field that was here today, I would probably have to use my run to get the win, and that's how it worked out, so I'm very pleased.
And what will you do now?
I will go and have a massage and then eat lots and lots of food, chips and burgers and anything I can get my hands on. I'm very hungry.
One more question. Thank you very, very much and congratulations.
Merci.
Et Marmulan, à l'instant, voilà, qui nous a confié que la natation, c'était la partie la plus difficile, que son point fort, c'était la course à pied, et c'est ça qui lui a permis de dépasser Isabelle Ferrer, et qu'elle était très impatiente d'aller sur les tables de massage, je pense que vous l'avez compris, et aussi d'aller se ravitailler, notamment de manger des burgers, nous a-t-elle dit.